This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. That was Zed with Happy Now.
Are you happy now, Robbie?
I'm happy to be here with you, Dean. It has been such a crazy week. We've been talking about...
You hesitated.
I never hesitate. I love you.
I can feel it coming out of your pores.
We've been talking about all the exciting events coming up over the next weekend.
Oh, my God, there's so much.
But we've just had the
That's right. There was something going on this past weekend,
yes,
wasn't there?
Such a massive celebration up in Mardi Gras. I unfortunately couldn't be there, but you...
Oh, yes.
Took one for the team.
Oh, I certainly did.
Represented.
You make that sound wrong, but yes, I did. A whole contingency of Joy members came and were a part of the Mardi Gras parade this year, and it was really wonderful. We were creating content. So I was actually on a float in a Joy dress. I was dressed up as the fabulous Frog Hudson. I had a rainbow wig. I looked like a giant Edna Turnblatt, maybe Tracy Turnbull. We'll have to put some pictures up on the social media.
On the socials, yeah.
If you haven't seen it, why aren't you following on social media, listeners, quite frankly? If you've seen it, what did you think of the parade? What did you think of my dress? What did you think of me? I mean, I'd love to hear your thoughts. 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. It was absolutely amazing. There was a whole crew of us from Joy, and we all got together and we've created some great audio with interviews of people, and we've created video content and some amazing stuff of people all throughout the parade and all in the lead up to it. And we're actually going to be airing that this Saturday night here on Joy 94.9, which is very exciting. Now, I'd never been in a float before. Like, I've walked the parade.
Yeah.
I was in Chaps when I did that. It was cold. It was not ideal. But I'd never actually been in the float. And that was a completely different
experience. How was your experience?
It was wonderful, but it's so weird for me because, you know, you want to be able to grab people's hands. You want to be able to high-five them. You want to... The energy from the crowd is so amazing that you want to just... be enveloped in them. And we were on the float and the lovely Judy Kelly was there as well. And Judy was dressed as a reporter. I was dressed as Frock. And Judy was pretending to commentate the parade the whole way through. We had Rach and Dana as DJs on the decks playing Joy anthems. And it was absolutely amazing. And we were on the lovely Salesforce float, thanks to our friends at Salesforce, which was absolutely fantastic. They created this amazing rainbow float, which was beautiful and had all of the team around them. And it was just great. And we had so much fun. But the energy from the crowd,
it's huge, isn't it?
It's huge, but I've only ever known it walking along the parade. And it's something different when you're up on a float and you can look out and you can see how deep it is.
You're separated from like a real celebrity team.
I'm almost there, Robbie. I'm this close. But honestly, the passion, and you could see that the streets were lined with people. And I think what was wonderful is you could make eye contact with people in so many different ways. And they'd see you and wave and we were singing and dancing and we just had so much fun.
I've got to say, one of my favourite photos that you posted over the weekend.
Was I asleep?
Almost. It's at the end of the day. You were sitting in a fast food establishment.
Oh, yes.
Obviously just pooped from your experience in the parade. Holiday Night was there, out of drag. She had Melbourne Drag Queen Holiday Night had already de-dragged.
Yes.
She was wearing your wig. You'd obviously given up on that.
Well, what had happened? So we basically, we were about number 57, I think, in the parade. And that was great. But there were 197 floats. So at the very end of it, Judy and I kept on doing interviews with people. We interviewed the lovely Panty Bliss. That was very exciting. Newcastle Pride. And you'll be here, hopefully hearing those this Saturday night if they make the cut on our broadcast of all of our interviews and content from Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras this year. And hopefully I'll get some videos together as well. I've got a list of things to do. But we just kept interviewing people. But we were also really tired. Like, it had been a really long day and our energy... The parade was one energy, but we were running around getting interviews and taking photos with people and just having so much fun. We were like kids in a candy store. So after that, we kind of hit collapse a little bit and I waited to... The Melbourne Chargers were second last in the parade.
Holly
drove over the ute and I jumped in and off we went. So went back to Holly's house and Holly de-dragged and I had not prepared that much and could not, but we were desperate for something to eat because, you know, it's crazy, the energy, but you're starving. And so we ordered, you know how you get on the apps and you order some food?
Mm.
We ordered that. And an hour and a half later, we got told, you are familiar with that. An hour and a half later, we got a message letting us know that the food can't come because no drivers can make it to the venue.
Mm.
So we're very upset. We had to get...
Classic Mardi Gras.
Yeah. So I was like, well, I didn't think this through. Clearly, we're a bit exhausted. So then in the drag, having taken off my face, I'm like, well, I've got to go and get a hamburger. So that's what I did. And it was very fun. Like, we just had a hoot. It was so great. I loved it. That
picture perfectly captures the feeling of the end of Mardi Gras night. For those who don't go on to the big after party.
Well, I mean, I've been to the party before, but it was nice to do something a little different. So instead, the next day, I got to just be me, and we'd really had a solid couple of days getting ready for all the recording we were doing with Joy. Rachel and I, Rach from The Big Breakfast on Monday mornings, were hanging out together on Friday afternoon, and we're in the background a lot of the Neighbours filming that was happening on Oxford Street.
Yeah.
So they had to get us to sign release waivers because we're probably going to be seen. And that'll be next year, so no one will remember, quite frankly. But I was wearing the wig just in case I can get noticed a little bit further. But that was really exciting as too. The day before, the cast of Neighbours were filming scenes
for a year from now,
which was pretty exciting, and they had Courtney Act and Jake Shears. God, it was a whole lot of fun. Like, honestly, you forget how exciting these Pride events are. And yeah. I would recommend for everybody to have a listen to this week's Triple Bypass. I don't know if it was a pre-record, but if it was, because they could have been tired from Mardi Gras as well, just try to find Ruby, who was from Triple Bypass here on Joy, talking about the parade, because Ruby was in it for the first time in a Bi-Plus visibility float. And speaking to Ruby, they were so excited, and it was just so exciting to feed off that energy and feed off that excitement for not only someone who's new, but a part of our community that doesn't get this kind of visibility. I think that's what I was really happy about with this Mardi Gras. There was so much focus on the transgender community, gender diverse, non-binary, bisexual and asexual communities, who the asexual community actually had afloat for the first time. And it's called Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, but that's because that's where the name sits, but they really do create a space that envelops everything and everyone, and it was really wonderful to be a part of that.
It's good to see it's still, the diversity is still going incredibly strong. Even, you know, last year was such a big year with the 40th anniversary celebrations. Good to say that they would be able to back it up again this year.
With the theme of Fearless, I think they really did, because everyone stepped up a little bit more and just stood a little prouder, and it was absolutely amazing. We're going to have to get you to come and be a part of it next year, Robbie.
Look, I've marched the parade twice, but I've marched the parade in a mascot outfit for the Melbourne Chargers. So I feel like I haven't really had the experience because I've been looking through these tiny holes.
Well, I've been in the parade as me, and I've also called the parade for Joy here alive, which has been absolutely wonderful. But also to be in the parade and representing Joy as a part of that, I was in a Joy branded dress, is something really special, because we are a huge volunteer organisation. Everyone brings their passion and puts a whole lot of work to what we do here on the airwaves, and to be able to just take that to another level at Mardi Gras it wasn't everybody from Joy, but it was this wonderful team of people. Yeah. I just loved it.
It filled
my heart. So everyone, listen this Saturday evening to our Mardi Gras broadcast. We've got a lot of amazing content, and we had an absolutely wonderful time. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.